move on to House Bill 1042 and clean that up. Senator Simmons.
Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Senator Simmons.
We've got amendments that are being handed out that have been prepared. If you remember, the issue on this bill was the conflicting language between the fact that we had a date certain when certain licenses were ended, and yet it allowed in the same language for the department to set rules that would exceed those deadlines. And what we've done here is to take those instances where that happened in the bill and make sure that that didn't occur. That's what the amendments do, so it brings them into conformance with each other and allows the rulemaking ability to set that deadline without putting that date certain in there to create that conflict. Otherwise, if we accept this amendment, I think the bill is in good order.
This amendment has been moved. Is there a second to that motion? And seconded by Senator Hamm. Senator Simmons, may I ask the department, pardon? Doug, would you like to comment on the amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Doug Hansen, Director of the Division of Wildlife for Game, Fish, and Parks. We're supportive of this amendment. What it basically does is adds the language that I think is the most descriptive for the license year in each place where it used to say have a specific date. So it would, for instance, in Section 1, it would say it's valid for the license year as provided by the license or as rules or rules promulgated and rules, I guess. And each section basically does the same thing. So we're very comfortable with this and appreciate the calling it to our attention. I think it makes it better.
Thank you, Mr. Hansen. Are there any questions of Mr. Hansen? If not, thank you. As I recall, we had closed the committee hearing, and we're in the action forum, so this I just appreciate the comments, but the hearing is not open at this point. So we are up for action. Is there any discussion on the motion to amend? Well, we have a motion on the table for the amendment. We're just on discussion of the amendment itself. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of Amendment 1042 TA, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We do now have 1042 as amended. Senator Reedy, your due pass motion would be in line at this point. Moved by Senator Reedy, seconded by Senator Simmons on a due pass motion on 1042 as amended. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator DeHuick.
Aye.
Hamm.
Aye.
Huttmacher.
Aye.
Koskin.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
Staggers.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Diedrich Elmer.
Aye.
Diedrich Leary.
Aye.
9-0.
Unanimous motion. It passes, and we'll go down to the floor with a due pass recommendation from the committee.
Chair, may I ask who on the committee will be presenting it on the floor, and I can get them.
Typically, I give that to the person who makes the motion. Senator Reedy, do you have a problem taking this bill and carrying it on the floor? Yes. You want to consent? Okay. There's been a motion for consent. Is there a second to that motion? Been seconded by Senator Hamm. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Took care of that problem.